News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, Boris Johnson has promised to accelerate his anti-obesity drive by banning supermarket promotions and deals on unhealthy foods this month. He's talking about things like shops will be prevented from offering buying one, get one free options on some of the targeted products. A ban is also expected on sweets and chocolates that are promoted at the end of the supermarket aisles and at the entrances to the shops. For more, we're joined by the HSE's lead for obesity, Donal O'Shea. Donal, this is all part of the Public Health England and commercial agencies looking at what they're calling a reset moment after the COVID-19 pandemic, for people to have an opportunity to reassess their health and their weight following the pandemic. Do we need a reset moment here?
Oh, we absolutely do. And you know, in life, there are kind of what we call teachable moments, moments when you're open to, if you like, relearning an important message. I think this is globally a teachable moment where we need to say, you know, the pandemic of COVID-19 has clearly affected people living with obesity more extremely. And if we're going to be living with COVID-19, then we need to live with less obesity in the world. And that involves better prevention and better treatment. And what's been suggested by Boris Johnson is really bringing forward plans that Public Health England and Healthy Ireland have been looking for the last decade, at least.
We have something similar, just in the sense that where you can place, sweets and chocolate and that kind of things away from the till points in some shops. But do we need to go a step further and do what Boris Johnson's talking about, like actually, you know, banning sweets and chocolates promoted on the supermarket aisle?
Oh, we absolutely do. And there was a move a few years ago for supermarkets to move the sweets away from the till and have some confectionery-free tills. But really, the movement was small and the distance in many cases was just a hand wave at effort. 95% of the bog-offs are called buy one, get one free. Bog-off promotions are around high-fat, high-salt, high-sugar foods. And if you're encouraged to buy more of those, they will be in your house and they will be consumed because they're you know, highly Moorish and addictive.
One of the other areas where he faced some criticism, campaigners in the UK are disappointed by the fact that he held off on the introduction of the 9 p.m. watershed on the advertising of what are described as unhealthy foods. Is that something too that should be looked at here?
Yeah, you know, again, that is something that has been looked at here. The food and drinks industry are so far ahead of us in terms of their marketing through Snapchat and Instagram that introducing, a broadcast media watershed and advertising will have little or no impact, I think. We have to try and look 10 years into the future and where the food and drinks industry are in terms of their marketing through Spotify. I mean, they're just so far ahead that I feel lukewarm about that, but I feel really strongly about things like banning the promotion of the multi-packs and getting the sweets and confectionery away from the kind of pinch points like the tills.
Okay, just finally, number 10 is also looking at plans to revive the compulsory calorie count on menus for restaurants and takeaway menus. I know that's something we've had a long discussion about here on the programme, but again, something that should be reconsidered.
Yeah, well, not reconsidered, I think accelerated. I mean, Minister Harris committed again last year that calorie posting on menu boards would be in place within a year. So we really need not to give up on that, because that's okay. Something that actually people do, it changes people's behaviour, and that's how you can reduce obesity rates, is by changing people's behaviour.
All right, HSE lead for obesity, Donal O'Shea, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme.